Good evening, everyone. This is December the 20th, 2023. This is your Freedom Club USA and BioRenew Creator Call. And we're joined here. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host with Lois tonight. And we're so pleased you could be here with us on our last call for the year. To start, we'd like to do our grounding exercise, and it's good to have some water handy and have a few swallows of water. And Lois, would you guide us through the grounding exercise?
I will. And if everyone can make sure to take a few swallows of water. We will begin with the correction for a reversal. And to do this, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. We'll do each of those two more times. Right to left to right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. For what we will be doing next, you will have your eyes closed. You should not be operating a vehicle, have no TV on, no distractions. Be in a nice, quiet location, either sitting or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. And with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Okay, thank you, Lois. Appreciate it. Well, this to be our final call here for 2023, I thought it'd be kind of a good idea to review our whole year. In fact, maybe the whole life of our club here. Some of you have been here for a good long while. And some more recently, so there's a little history here that perhaps might be good to review. We couldn't do it all, of course, in one call, but 18 years is a long time. Particularly the last 8 years have been monumental to discover what the real purpose of our club is and my personal purpose and Lois's for being here. When we began the club and, what year would that have been here, 18 years ago, I was in a financial crunch at the time. I had a son who became very ill, to the point where I needed to shut down my business that was underway. And I invested heavily in it, borrowed heavily. And I had to choose between saving my son or saving the business. Well, I chose my son. And as a result, the business collapsed that I was investing in. And it was my business, but nonetheless, I put my efforts into it and borrowed money into it. And I got harassed. I think there was about at least a dozen lawsuits came because I couldn't meet my obligations financially. So I learned about what a knock on the door was with a sheriff's deputy there with a warrant for a lawsuit against these various banks, credit card companies primarily. Well, in fact, all of them were. And I went to court to learn, but it gave me quite an emotion, quite an incentive to discover what banking is really all about. I started exploring the internet and found a lot of information that surprised me, and then I put the pieces together and found out banks really didn't loan their own money at all. They just made it up. Paper entries and could loan out, it appeared, any number of loans, and each time you made a payment back to them, which they invested zero in themselves, you were giving them 100% profit, and then the interest was like salt on the wound. Well, trying to explain this in the courtroom to a judge back then, or even today, wouldn't get you very far, would it? Truth does not overcome darkness, at least not at that time, or anywhere up to this point in our little game here. So the club's 18 years old, but the duality that we live in, where light and dark function side by side, has continued for 13,000 years. Now, I didn't know that back then, but that's what I've learned in my 18 years, is being able to do some intuitive work and discover all sorts of interesting things, because I was gifted with certain abilities which were developed over the years with the club, and Lois has developed hers as well. But we all innately knew, she and I at least, that we were different. And each of you who's here, most of you are spiritual beings, meaning you have a spiritual heart. You follow the club from your entry time until now because you felt and sensed something was right here. You spoke the truth, which is a rare commodity at any point. And sometimes the truth slapped in the face of what you've been taught. In fact, almost always it does. So it took a lot of courage for someone to set aside, for a moment at least, their beliefs and learn something new. And the banking challenge was the first. I had a lot of motivation. Deeply in debt, had no income, had been merged out of corporate America some years before, and was on a big adventure to create a business. Well, I had a lot of things to learn. And indeed, banks were fraud, no question about it. The Federal Reserve was actually instituted also by fraud under Woodrow Wilson. He he gave away our financial country here, which should have been operated financially by the Treasury, to a foreign group called the Federal Reserve, who were dark individuals who are fearful of the United States becoming dominant in every way. So they said, we need to control their money. If we control their money, we can control them. So through bribes and whatever influence, they pushed through this Federal Reserve Act, 1913. And they had a 99-year contract agreement, which ran out some years ago, as you can do the math. But they continued on in name only and just without an agreement, pilfering, stealing our homes, our cars, our life. We also had another fraud, the 16th Amendment, which is what we would know as the IRS, and the equivalent was going on is similar to this in Canada. One other way to control people and their money is to steal and tax them to death. So the 16th Amendment was never ratified by sufficient states in that time to make it law, but people can be bribed and were to say that it was. So we have an illegal taxing authority. Pay your dues or we'll steal your money, your home, put you in jail, whatever. So those two powers have really dominated our lives here in the last, well, in our lives, for our entire lives. But that was just the beginning. Then we learned about all kinds of other frauds, and this prompted the beginning and 18 years ago of the club. I need to share this information. And I found a fellow who was a former military man, retired, went into banking, and got to know him, and he taught me a lot of things, taught me about the administrative remedy. He had been in banking and knew this thing was fraud, and with a little research, we discovered there was such a thing as an administrative remedy that could be applied against these fake loans. The challenge is how do you get paid, even though you have a legal process, you have a court system, as we found, was illegal also. And was there to protect the interests of the banks, so they're not going to give you a fair ruling if you challenge the banks, because they're paid heavily by the banks, bribed, to favor them. So then these are things we learned as we went along. We thought, well, okay. And then as years wore on, I even went to a higher level. I thought during the Obama years, I hadn't learned yet. All the intuitive abilities hadn't arrived yet, so I wasn't aware he was not a good one. It seems obvious today, but at that time, we didn't know. He came in a fresh breath. It seemed like he was here to make change, as he said. That was his motto. Well, it was change for the worse, but I reached out to Obama on three different occasions, and one of them got to his desk. I thought, well, maybe we get some help from the high end here of what we can do to help the people. And explain briefly the banking system, and we have legitimate claims, legal claims, but we need your help to get them processed. Well, that was like walking into the lion's den with a fresh steak in your hand and expecting a hungry lion to be a pussycat and help. Excuse me. Well, we know that didn't go well. And we learned a few things about politics and about Obama and about the legal system and also a thing called the SEC. Now, what we were doing, offering an AR, was certainly a legal process. Nothing wrong with that. But when Obama saw we were a threat to the banking system, of which he was being well rewarded by as well, in order to protect, I became the enemy. My club became the enemy. So he put out the word to the SEC, make up something, anything, get rid of these guys. Get rid of the club, get rid of this guy named Tom. So they launched an investigation and dragged my wife and I down into their area and interviewed us independently. And I said, well, who instituted this claim? Who was the injured party here? Wouldn't say. What is the actual issue? Wouldn't say. But they sure had lots of questions. So they played the good cop, bad cop, and made life miserable for a long time. Finally, they, without a legal process, they captured our club's money, froze the account, stole a huge amount of money from it, and took me to court, took the club to court. Well, if you know anything about federal courts, there was a law passed a while back saying in a federal court, once an attorney takes on a case in a federal court, he cannot drop you from that case. If things get ugly and carry on, he must stay with you. He can't just say, well, I'm out of here. So they're very hesitant to take on a case unless they have some upfront money, knowing that they'll be okay, the attorneys. And it would take about $35,000 upfront to acquire an attorney. So whether you had or hadn't that money, but kind of our funds were closed, they're frozen. So that was not a possibility. So we were kind of in a catch-22. So there was a court date, and of course I couldn't appear because you cannot appear in a federal case without an attorney. So one day, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, there's bang, bang, bang on the door. My wife opens the door, and then come 10 U.S. Marshals raiding our home. Mugged me, knocked me down, bloodied my nose, and bruised me. Took me away in handcuffs and leg chains, and like I was most wanted list on the FBI. Threw me in federal prison for several days before I could have my hearing. And the judge wanted a testimony, and so I provided it without an attorney. After several days in prison and got a taste of federal prison, what that's all about, gave my testimony, and I said, and the judge says, okay, now you need to do this, this, and that, and gave me 30 days to do it, and I would be freed. Okay. So came up to close to 30 days, and there was no way I was going to comply because it would have meant I'd have to do things to reveal all our members and what have you, and protect our members, you folks, who had processes. I was not going to do that. That meant likely I would be thrown back in prison. So I asked for an extension, which I got, 30 days more. Well, as that time approached, it became apparent that there was no way out of this. It's a fake claim that we were selling securities was what I finally discovered. They thought we were doing that. There's this thing called the Howey test. The Howey test is five elements, and you have to have been doing three of the five to be considered selling securities. Well, we weren't doing any of the five. And we so stated in documents after documents to the court, and they just ignored them. So if they want to get you, they'll get you. They will make a case and have a blind eye to the truth. So I got a real interesting view of the justice system, also deeply corrupted. So as that second 30 days arrived or came close, I had made a connection with Creator for the first time after layers of darkness prevented all of us from reaching Creator. All our lives, we've been blocked. So finally I said to Creator, what do I do? The Creator came back with a message saying, do nothing. That was kind of a shock. Do nothing. Just trust. This is what I needed to do. Trust Creator. Okay. I knew I was here for a mission. Didn't fully understand it yet. So the time came and went, and I was waiting for another maybe bang on the door and another raid in my house. Didn't happen. And then I did my intuitive work and discovered the case went away. The judge went away. The 10 U.S. Marshals that raided my home went away. When I mean they went away, I mean they no longer existed. Creator knew we had a mission to do, and that would have ended our mission. It would have ended the club. I've been imprisoned, still probably. And the dream would have died of ending darkness, which is why I'm here. Why Lois is here. Well, while you're here, to support us and be educated, and we learn from you, you learn from us. When you present us challenges, we look for solutions. Our society as a whole has been taught from the time I've been born and you've been born to blame somebody for the problems. It's the government, it's the IRS, of course, and in many cases, that's true. In fact, almost always, it's true. Or to blame your spouse when you've got a divorce pending, or blame your parents for this that happened to you as a child. Blame your boss. Look at the news. You know, we're out there. What's the news all about? You always got to have someone to blame. Need a scapegoat. Government always points the finger. There's the problem. So we've been taught to blame, and then we have courts that also blame, don't they? They judge. All right. We're going to blame one of you, the defendant or the prosecutor here, and if there's money on the table or under the table, we'll decide fairly or unfairly who we're going to blame and fine or throw in prison. So we have a judging society. We have a judging media that's been taken over by the dark ones. And by the dark ones, I'm not talking about just the people who have gone dark, because there are no bad people on the planet, as I've learned over the years, and I've stated that. No one is born evil or dark. However, we've been consumed by darkness. And that was a discovery I made 8 years ago, or thereabouts, to discover that darkness is not just a concept, but a reality. Entities, energies, essences of different sorts And these things are ugly and mean and nasty, and they have no conscience, and they will attack anyone and anything that brings truth or light. But just innocent people are influenced and attacked as well, particularly when you have a trauma. You know, an incident as a child, if maybe you just fall down and break something, or just have a car accident, or an argument with your mom or dad, and or a schoolmate bullies you, and on it goes. There's all sorts of ways we have traumas in life. And each time you have a trauma, your energy field that protects you from these nasties, it can be breached during these times. In other words, when you're in a panic mode or in painful mode or angry mode or whatever mode that is not in harmony with light and love, there's an opening to infest yourself, as the dark will do, internally or externally, remotely or locally, with these entities, energies, essences of all sorts, in huge numbers sometimes. Okay, so what do they do? Well, we learned a lot of things. They do things like, let's say you there's a relationship to the particular emotion that you've experienced in the trauma. If that was anger and bitterness, for example, the places they go are quite specific. The pancreas being one of those areas for anger and bitterness, or your joints. We would call that diabetes, or we would call it arthritis. It's just examples. But every emotion, and there's lots of them, will find its way into a different organ or gland or joint or system of the body and attack it. If your pancreas, for example, is compromised, you can't regulate your blood sugar, and so we have a diabetic situation or arthritis. And, of course, the drug companies, also as evil as they get, they're deeply infused with these nasties themselves, and prescription drugs are just simply poisons. They are unnatural. Anything unnatural to the body is a poison, with maybe a couple exceptions. But by and large, 99% of the drug industry, thank you, Rockefeller, a very dark individual, very well-infused individual, deeply infused in darkness, created not only the education system to indoctrinate people into being workers in their businesses, but also infused money into the universities and said, well, now you took my money, you will take my agenda, and here's the way we're going to run and create a medical society, doctors. And then we're going to go to the government, and we're going to create the FDA. And they're going to approve this poison, because we're going to farm out these independent studies to groups who will come back with an opinion that these are relatively safe. Only 2% died or 5% died, and the rest. In other words, if you don't come back with some good enough results, you never don't get hired again by that drug company. So they tend to find ways to fudge the numbers, and then they present them to the FDA, who are presented with a bag of cash to approve, and they do. So now we're feeding the toxic problems created by the darkness, the disease, with more problems. Of course, that creates, never solves the first problem, but it creates a second problem that the drug did. Now we've got a third drug. Okay, no problem. We've got a second and a third drug. We can fix those, and on and on it goes. So we've got people who think street drugs are bad. People get hooked on them. Well, prescription drugs are far, far more dangerous and far more prolific. Now, they don't want to outright kill you, although that does happen, unfortunately, too often. Because they want a lifelong customer always coming back for another pill for the solution or surgery or radiation. That's a good one. Let's kill the person's immune system and they'll be a lifelong customer now. Realize the first year, well, probably 2 years of life of a child, they have no immune system. None. They get their immunity from their mother's milk. That's how they develop an immune system. So if you're not breastfeeding, or the person is not breastfeeding their child, they've never developed or fully developed an immune system. And they're prone to lifelong problems. Those with a strong immunity don't get sick, or extremely rare. And they're discouraged often to not go through that cycle, as the mothers are discouraged in many ways, maybe because they're in the workforce. Another way to control humanity is to keep them working. And World War II in particular was instrumental in bringing women into the workforce because their men were overseas fighting a war. And when the women, at the end of the war, when the husbands came home, some didn't, they got used to a paycheck, and the government and the IRS in particular loved that because now they had two people to tax, the husband and the wife. So who's minding the kids? Well, that inured to the state, to the school systems, to the indoctrination systems, to indoctrinate you into what would be useful to control you in your life. So we've been manipulated by darkness every step of the way. Everything we thought was a good thing likely wasn't. Oh, it's honorable to pay your taxes, but it's, even in their own code, it's voluntary. To try to unvolunteer out of it, that doesn't go well. And then we have our beginnings with our founding fathers, which, in our independence, which was a noble step forward. In our Constitution, which was a rare a rare document, which expressed a lot of what we would call freedoms of the individual. We had to fight for them, and many died for that privilege. Fought the giant of the military giant at the time, the British. And we were so pesky, we'd never quit, and they had a lot of wars going on. They couldn't, in fact, didn't want to annihilate all of us, or they'd have to start all over and reseed our country with new people. So they decided, well, let's let them, give them their victory. We'll control them by law and by money, the two things we've already addressed. So they control all our laws. All of our laws today are British laws. But in a free country, and if we were totally a free society, why would we need laws? Wouldn't we just use common sense? Why would anyone harm another? We wouldn't. But in duality, laws, while we thought their purpose was to protect us, but in fact, it's really to control us, like a driver's license. There's no law today that says you need a driver's license for personal driving. None. But try driving without one and see how well that goes. If you're doing a commercial business, driving for business, yes. Then you need a license. Again, it's about control. So, even though we hired by the vote various people to run the business of the country, that would mean we're the boss. That was the intent of our founding fathers, wasn't it? We're the boss of them. But how is it today? They live in the mansions, and we live in something quite a bit less. They run one term and have a lifelong income guaranteed. We get fired from a job or merged out, whatever, and we're on the street. So when did the servant become the king? That was a slow eroding process over the years, of little by little taking back control, just like in the days of the kings and queens ruling us. They now rule us with their laws and their corruption and their influence by special interests that bribe them, or foreign aid that they send off to a country, and how much of that ever gets to the people that we think it's supposed to help. But the key people in that country, the president or whatever title, get a chunk of that money, and much of it goes right back to the people who pass the laws in this country. Excuse me. The people who pass the laws in this country is where much of that money winds up. So those who we hired have betrayed us in so many ways. You know, you've seen it. You've seen it in your life. Often people who are the closest to you are the ones who have turned on us, abandoned us when you tried to share your truth with certain people, family members, friends, strangers. You generally did best talking to a stranger. Because their family members are so deeply indoctrinated into the programming that they've been given all their lives, and it's very hard to break those habits. You know, they watch CNN, they think that's real news, or any of the major systems. They all are there to espouse the indoctrination that they've been told to provide and are paid very well to lie. So we found out the media is crooked and controlled by dark people, influenced by darkness. And the government is influenced deeply by darkness and manipulating us. So we can blame our politicians. Our media, our moms and dads, we've been busy doing that. The bankers, the military, involved in unnecessary conflicts, wars. Some we had to defend ourselves. We say World War II was such a case where we were attacked by the Japanese. But the reason we were attacked by the Japanese is because we were instrumental in cutting off their oil. They have no natural oil or energy sources in Japan. They have to get their oil from China and primarily. And U.S., among others, were influential in blocking that. So therefore, we made an enemy, and the enemy found Pearl Harbor, didn't they? And we knew they were coming. But we let it happen so we could get in the war. That was the intent. And we said it was the war to end all wars. Well, how'd that work out? We had Korea, Vietnam, and then we had the Middle East, and now we've got, you know, Ukraine. We've got Israel and so forth. And so fighting a war to end wars doesn't work well. It's like doing fighting a fire with fire, right? Usually water works better. As Trump displayed in his years as president, no wars. He didn't fight. He cleaned up ISIS. He ended that in a matter of weeks, which had lingered on for years because they really had no intent of ending them. They were just playing games. Because there's a lot of money in war for certain interests. So we learned about the manipulation of war and using the influence of power to influence special, or for the advantage of, say, special interest groups. Let's go invade a country because they have natural resources we want. And so we do. We have been influenced that way. So our own people give their lives for the special interests of certain materials. Oil is a big example of that. And we've seen countries such as Venezuela, who were extremely rich in oil, become a third world nation because they went to socialism. We have all this money. We're going to pay you to do your job even if you do it badly. And that's a downward spiral, and pretty soon you've got poverty. We have Cuba. Prior to Castro, was a thriving community, a hotbed for the elite to come and party and have a good time. Very productive Havana, very productive and vibrant community. Then comes in this dictator and an extended version of socialism, and then we have corruption, we have poverty. So when you take the power away from the individuals, which is what the dark always move to do, and put it in the hands of a few who they control, that's how we've been controlled in every aspect of our lives. These dark entities are invisible. You can't see them with your eyes. Lois and I can't see them. We can with our third eye. We can view them if we wish, and it's not pleasant to do because they're pretty ugly in most cases, so we prefer not to do that. But we sense their awareness, or their presence, rather, and been blessed by Creator to remove them. This was what followed from the eight-year journey we've been on. So it's one thing to first understand what's the root of all problems on the planet, and we've been given the task of ending darkness. Now, if you go back 2,000-3,000 years, we have Moses. He came in with a spiritual heart, with intentions of bringing truth to the world. And we had Buddha in his way, bringing truth and love. And then we had Jesus a couple thousand years ago. We're about to celebrate his birth. And also came in with a spiritual heart to bring truth and light and love as the answer. The intent of all three, guided by, or sent, if you will, by Creator. Now, I'll distinguish Creator, not what we call God. When the dark took over this game 13,000 years ago, they put layers and layers and layers, endless layers of blockages between ourselves and Creator, the true Creator of everything that ever exists. So we don't have access and haven't had access to Creator directly in our entire lives. So we had to come up with, there must be something that created all this. So we came up with this name God, or various versions of it around the planet. But God's just a morphic field. It's a creation of ours, not the Creator, but just our own creation. And so it has no energy. It can't do anything. But we pray like the Dickens, don't we? We have churches and all these different denominations, all these different views, because we've been blocked from the real creator. We had to kind of make up this or that version. And even what Jesus brought as a Christian, he didn't write one word of what we find in the Bible today. This is all hearsay, what others said about him. And then it's been misinterpreted or rewritten. And you can go to, you know, 10 different churches of the same denomination. You'll get 10 different versions of what is the truth. And in most cases, it's not true. And that's any religion. You can find elements of truth, and you'll find lots of things that aren't. So if you don't have access to the source of where it really began, and that's how the dark controlled us, we're pawns. And the dark manipulate us through religions, control us. Well, if you do this, you're going to hell. Do this, well, you might get to heaven. But you better pay a lot of money first to make sure you get there. Does that sound like the way of Creator or Jesus? No. So there's been a lot of manipulation, and that's just one other play, one other way of being controlled. When you're in a church, you are to be honorable and respectful, and in comes this guy in a robe and or a lady and stands up at the pulpit, and you're looking up, and you've learned to acknowledge, respect, and take whatever comes out of the lips of this person as truth. Now, one day, you're in a courtroom, and you're in these benches, like pews. Here comes this guy in a robe, or woman, and you're to respect them. In other words, it's a training, conditioning process they've done. So when you're in a courtroom, oh, yes, I better respect this person. Now, we don't realize this is going on, but this is how we have come to accept the nonsense that is spewed from a courtroom. In a few cases, you know, there's an honorable decision. If a dog bites your neighbor, you know, okay, the judge has no gain either way. Whatever, let's find the truth here and make a ruling, and maybe it's the correct one. But in the real world, almost every case, there is a gain to be had by one side or the other, meaning being manipulated by the system. If somebody's challenging the banking system, you're not going to win. It's just the way it is. And the judges are paid handsomely under the table, we'll say, to make sure that that stays in place. When I was in my court, I got sued, I mentioned a dozen times, and went to court on some of them, not all. And I introduced myself when I was called on. I said, gave my name, and I said the upper lowercase name. Here representing my uppercase name that you have addressed in this action. In other words, they always put your name in uppercase, which is your fake name. The corporate name, corporatized name. We've all been made corporations upon our birth. And my headset says it's go to speaker here, so I will do that.
Okay. So, in a courtroom, they're really can only deal with corporations. So that's why they put your name in uppercase and invite that corporation to come in. It looks like your name, John Smith, in all caps. And I danced with them. I played the game. I'm not that person, and I know this relates to my corporate name and so on and so forth. Well, that doesn't get you very far either, because, again, if you're a corporation, you cannot represent yourself. Despite what they try to tell you, you can. So they don't want to give away the game of what's going on, so they let you pretend, you know, pro se, that you're there, but they just rule against you. And it was kind of funny. At the end of that situation, I came forward, gave my testimony, and then the attorneys gave theirs, and finally the judge ruled favorable to the bank, of course, and then said to me, whoever you are, you can leave now. Whoever you are. So in other words, he wasn't going to acknowledge that I'm the real person. It was kind of funny. And anyway, so another lesson of life, learning how courts manipulate, operate, totally corrupt, and again goes back to our independence. As King George said, we'll control them through the legal system, and boy was he spot on, and the financial system. But those are two powerful tools. But again, it's not them, it's the darkness telling them what to do or influencing them. For example, we have liberals today, right? We see, wow, how come they don't get it? How come they're so anti-Trump? You tell them all the wonderful things Trump did as a president, and they spit on you, or they yell at you, or they go bonkers. They can't seem to comprehend simple logic or truth. Well, the reason for that is because they've been influenced in their brain in blocking their ability to, we have a left and a right brain. Left brain is logic, right brain is emotion. And if you don't have access to your left brain when you're presented with something, you can only respond in the emotions and don't have the critical thinking abilities to balance left and right brain and come up with a true understanding. So another way how the dark have manipulated us. Back to the holiday here, when we have Buddhas and Moses and Jesus examples come into our lives, their intent was, well, if we just bring enough light in, we could end the darkness. That was the thought. Now remember, we've never had experienced darkness ever, ever. This is our 200th paradigm. Prior to this, Creator, everything was pure light and love. Creator wondered one day when this was being developed, we're not growing the way I would like. What would be something we could do different to encourage a person who has unlimited abilities to keep pushing and expand and grow? So the thought was, well, maybe what's the opposite of what we've been doing? We've all been there in our own lives, haven't we? Well, if I keep doing this, that's not working. What's the opposite? Maybe that'll work. Well, that thought created literally darkness in that instant. And darkness took on a life of its own. Well, that's interesting. Let's observe that. What is this? And it was in the mode of a virtual reality, like a virtual reality game. It wasn't really a full illusion, so it was observed for literally thousands of years. Let's see if we can learn from this darkness. Now, Kriya could have extinguished it all during these 13,000 years, but that would have meant you and I would have been extinguished as well, and the lessons that would have come from this would have been extinguished, so that was not a credit will never do harm. So the game continued, and the thought was, well, it got pretty ugly up to 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. Let's send in some loving beings. And we saw they were treated rather harshly. So just bringing light into a deeply embedded darkness did not have the effect desired. We honor those who were here and came. Okay? We love their attempt here to bring light and love to an earth, but we've got as much crap in our lives since then. In fact, maybe more destruction on the planet than we've ever seen. So honorable with the intent, but it didn't get the job done. So just being nice or loving doesn't mean that the IRS or the bankers or the government or wars or all this other stuff isn't going to come and beat your door down and make your life miserable. So what is the answer? How do we get out of this crazy duality? Well, we need to eliminate the darkness. Because the darkness infuses people who do bad things. Darkness infuses things that, such as computers, such as, I'm not talking about the human type viruses, but other types of energies can infest anything energetic, anything electrical. They love those things. They can stop an air conditioning system from working, or a furnace from working, or a computer from working, or anything of energy, because they draw their energy from it, just as they will and do with you. You're an energy source, and they like to sap your energies. So darkness is the absolute opposite of creator. Creator being love and creation. The opposite of love, not hate, but the opposite of love is fear. And the opposite of creation being destruction. So that's the basis of darkness. Fear and destruction are the two tools, the two basics. Now, there's many variations of that. But in prior lives, in prior paradigms, rather, there was no such thing as fear or destruction. And even the concept of it never existed. We lived in honor and respect and honor. There's no need for laws if everybody's honorable. There's no need for government. Why do you need to be governed? Why give away your power to somebody who's in turn going to do harmful things to you? That's what we see happening today, isn't it? Oh, we've got to pass this law, the Patriot Act, because, you know, now that restricted all sorts of your abilities. So you're being punished for the manipulation that happened at 9/11, which was not Afghans or anything of the sort. It was an inside job by our own government. Taking down the Twin Towers was a very carefully manipulated event. No planes hit the tower. By the way, the surface of the Twin Towers was stainless steel. Extremely hard. What did we see an image of? A plane actually going absorbed right into the building, and even the nose of the plane came out the other side, perfectly rounded. So you got the toughest metal, stainless steel, and then the girders and the support beams. And you got one of the softest metals, aluminum, the surface of a plane, hitting and absorbing and blasting through. Come on now. I got some swampland I'd like to sell you too. In reality, if that was a plane, what it would do, it would have flattened out, slid down the side of the building, and you'd find everything, engines, seats, dead people, wings, tail section, the whole fuselage, everything would be on the ground below, yet not one speck of debris was ever found at the base of either tower. Those were holograms designed to deceive you, to make it plausible, to cover up that these buildings were preset for demolition at every floor, just like they demolish any building, with explosives, timed with this event at a certain moment, and they collapsed. Buildings don't collapse. Steel structure buildings will never collapse. I don't care how long a fire burns. It doesn't happen. Jet fuel is not hot enough to even melt steel. And that was gone in a few few seconds. And as we talked over the years, there were many things involved in the destruction of those twin towers. In fact, also Building 7, which had a couple of fires on the rooftop, why would that collapse a building? It wouldn't. The Building 7 was the headquarters for the whole destructive act, so they had to destroy that to cover up. While Bush Jr. was president, Sr. moved in and coordinated the whole thing. Why? Well, what was housed in the base of Twin Towers, in one of them? Gold from World War II. All the countries that were fearful of losing their assets gave them to the United States for safekeeping for 50 years plus a 5-year extension. Well, that brought it up to December 11th, 2001. And those monies were due to be paid back to the respective countries, all that gold. Well, that was just too tempting all these years to see that gold. So it was pilfered before that date, a lot of it. And whatever remained was taken out days before, stolen and hidden by the Dark Ones. And what was to be announced on that day, that very morning of 9/11/2001? Nisara, right in the Twin Towers. Nisara would have ended the fraudulent banking, the fraudulent IRS, and many other retributions were part of that. So to steal the money, end the sorrow, these fake planes were developed and designed, and when the supposedly hit the Pentagon, yet not one shred of airplane debris was ever found, it was in fact a cruise missile. And the place that hit the Pentagon was exactly where Nisara had their offices. How interesting. Think you're sending out a message here? Now, the farm field, that other one plane supposedly hit, that was an underground facility for Nisara. So they took out every aspect of Nisara, which would have freed the people from the corruption. But again, this is darkness at work. Some people are not bad. They're only infused by darkness, manipulated by a puppeteer to manipulate us. So 9/11, also, by the way, the buildings just months before was sold, and the insurance was increased dramatically and included in case there was a terrorist attack. So there's another way they wanted to profit. Another factor was the Twin Towers were insulated by asbestos and needed to be totally renovated. That would be extremely expensive to tear down all the walls and replace all the insulation for the entire building. So again, it'd be easier just to destroy it and collect the insurance. Well, Lloyd's of London challenged it, and they did pay, but not what was asked. So there's all kinds of folks profited from this, and the day of the event, many were told to stay home because they were buddies of the Dark Ones. So from 9/11 came Patriot Act 1 and 2, which constricted all sorts of problems for us, did nothing about terrorism, and then you started getting treated like a criminal when you went to an airport. So we've gone from bad to worse over the years, so the need for ending darkness was imminent. And the fact of nuclear bombs in 1940, or ending World War II in 45, was a concern to Creator that we could destroy the entire planet if this nuclear nonsense continued. So here we are, finally waking up after a lifetime of what our purpose is, and that is to end darkness. And we've been very busy doing that with Lois every day, without exception, sometimes 2-3 times a day, or in the middle of the night, or every hour of the night, there's something to do. you've gotten it done. Taking out huge chunks of darkness over the years, and more particularly in recent weeks and months, we've done huge amounts of removal of darkness. The key is to find them, and once you find them, there's always a solution that sometimes we have to get very creative. They know how to hide things in all sorts of ways. One asks, well, why doesn't Creator simply find all these dark ones and eliminate them in one blow? And that was a question I asked one day, years ago. But Creator does not see darkness. Creator is light, pure light, the purest light there ever could be in love. And is a creator, not a destroyer. However, I'm in the game, along with Lois and all of us, and we have the ability to see the effects of darkness around us, and we would do anything we could to end it, but we don't, as a whole society, we don't have the ability to see the real reason. It's not, got to get rid of Biden, got to get rid of, you know, all these other villains of the world, the Clintons and the Obamas and so forth. Well, that's short-term thinking, and it never lasts. If that was the case, they say World War II would have ended all the problems of the world. Well, it didn't. So fighting darkness with darkness simply supports more darkness. So removing the real source, the invisible source, was the plan, and the plan is underway and working. But 13,000 years, they've had a lot of time to hide things. Enormous numbers. We learned new words like centillion, a one with 600 zeros. Seems like an astronomical number, but we found that times itself, 10 different layers of this, was one chunk we took out one day. That's more than all the sands of the beaches of the planet. Those are huge numbers. That's how prolific darkness has gotten and infused itself into every being on the planet, every thing on the planet. So layer by layer by layer, we've peeled away, in fact recently, layers that were covering up Creator's light from even entering the earth. We took that out just recently. Lois found the big chunk, and there was a subsequent one. That was just done here in the last week or so. So for the first time in our lives, Creator's full light is able to come to our planet and help heal all that, well, all that is. So we are on the verge of a transformation from darkness back to light, but it won't be in this particular paradigm that we are in right now. For years and years, Creator has prepared us for our new world, there was a number, about a handful of different possible ways that we would transition and leave this paradigm into the 201st paradigm, which will be pure light and love, no darkness. And it changed from week to week, month to month, as to what that end result would look like and what's the best next step for us. Until finally we locked in recently, Creator did, with what we call an interim step. We're not going to be full light beings as our natural state would be. Remember, before this, when this game started, the darkness had to have players. And all beings were pure light and love, immune from darkness. And the dark knew that they could not manipulate someone who was a light being. So they induced, remember, we've never seen darkness before, we've never been lied to before, we've never been treated badly before. So with a twirling of the mustache, the dark said, well, look, I have a special plan for you to enhance your life in ways you've never could experience. And those who were naive enough, and I don't mean that in a negative way, that just had no prior experience of what darkness was, of being manipulated or conned was, they bought the lie and they volunteered and came forward into a process supposedly enhancing their lives, but it, in fact, downgraded them into these carbon-bodied beings we are in today. And those who chose not to buy the lie went to inner earth, we call them the Agarthans, and they continue to function in their high vibrational selves. Earth is hollow, and they have their own central sun, and the entry point is the North Pole, is an opening. Some years ago, the cosmonauts were flying over that region and videotaped it, and I put it out on the site, Earth News, some time ago. And you could see light and hear sounds coming from that opening. And that explains also our northern lights. We see it's the central sun coming through the north opening, the North Pole, and reflecting off the atmosphere, and that which creates the northern lights. But on the outer world, we are manipulated by the darkness because we were downgraded now into forms that they could control. Well, then they realized, too, that if you had a spiritual heart, as children are being born, they were much more hard, much more difficult to control than those without a spiritual heart. So 98% of all births since 1945, when this virtual reality became an illusion, they were able to detach the spiritual heart of those children coming in, so they too would be more easily manipulated. So today we only have, in fact, most of you on this call or listening are spiritual hearted. So you were very fortunate that you were able to get here with your spiritual heart intact. Those who have failed to come to these calls, we call them the minnows, the members in name only, don't have a spiritual heart. That's why they shun from the truth. They're still looking for, I want my money, instead of I want truth and my blessings from Creator, which will cover everything. A new body, a new home, new cars, a new environment, and all the abundance, financial abundance you need. It's been well stated in our newsletters here of late. But they don't see it. They can't believe it. Because they don't. And there's a couple exceptions, you know, a few exceptions around the planet who are waking up and realizing this and have found what we call their etheric heart. Creator provided a substitute for them, but they have to find it. They have to connect to it. But only a tiny, tiny percent have done so. So we'll be all leaving this planet soon into a new world, a new earth. We'll be in a semi-light body, kind of an interim step. You'll know, if you're older than 50, you'll return to a 50-year-old body. If you're younger, you'll be at that age. You will not need to eat or consume in any way. You live on light. You can eat if you wish, but you have no organs or glands. So if you consume something for the sheer taste of it, it will simply return to the kind of the void, or we call the recycling bin. There'll be no factories, no power supplies, because all the homes and cars will be provided free energy. for energy devices that run everything. You won't need to work. You won't need to buy anything because those things can be acquired, manifested as needed. You live in communities of like-minded people. Depending on your level of growth, you'd be surrounded by those who are in a similar modality as you. There's three different levels. So whether you ever heard of Freedom Club or not, your ability and your ability to seek truth and challenge the crazy in this duality will determine how far you have grown and determine where you'll wind up. Certainly our elite members are at the top rung, the top of the top. If you've gotten this far and become an elite member and continue to learn and grow, you are the very best of the best. Even though you're struggling, and we're doing our very best to help you with your physical needs, mental, emotional, spiritual. We've had many processes, and those who are elite members could certainly send us an email at DivineRenew, contact us, and we do that every night. Take care of issues and challenges that they have. And we're pleased to do that. So those who have really followed the truth rather than where's my money? Well, that got stopped by the SEC, didn't it? It shut down our abilities. But when one door closes, another opens. And Creator came forward and said, no problem. We have a solution for you. It will be far, far greater than you could have done with a pile of money. With a pile of money, you're still going to get old. You still have your ailments. And you still got a world that is struggling and trying to steal your money, full of challenges. So money won't buy you youth, it won't buy you peace, it won't buy you harmony. It's necessary for survival in this world, yes. But in the new world, for those who will be making that journey, all your needs are met. Can be like one wonderful vacation, well deserved. Not all will make it, but as an interim step, more than you might think will, certainly not all. And from that, they'll have an opportunity to then fully engage with their hearts and make the next transition, which will be back to a full light being. So it's kind of like a timeout. Let's take away all the pain and suffering and struggle. And if you now can fully engage with truth and light and love in your heart, you'll move on to the final step. So that's where we are. We're very close to that final step. The dark have thrown all sorts of obstacles in the way every chance they can. And we find them and take them out. And we'll continue doing that till the job is done.
Okay. So that brings us up to the minute here of where we are. And hopefully this kind of stirred a few memories of your life experiences for you and their purpose. The purpose was to learn lessons. And the struggle, the bigger the struggle, the bigger the lesson. And what you've had, your share of them, more than your share. We all have. But if we're still blaming, we're not learning the lesson, are we? we're blaming, we're saying, I don't want to be responsible and learn my lesson. And in school, when that happens, they call that failing. But when you learn the lesson, then this is what this is. It's a school of learning, kind of created by accident. Oops, but well, while it's here, and you were courageous enough to come here, let's learn all we can and take that wisdom and knowledge into our new world, and you will be the masters, if you will, of wisdom. You won't know how you know these things. You won't have any memory of this life, because that would just perpetuate possible darkness in the new world, so that's going to be erased. But your memories, your lessons, rather, from your life experiences will translate into wisdom and knowledge in the new world. So you will be the ones looked up to, who have learned the most. So a world without laws, without rules, no governments, no military, no police, no factories. Everything can be manifested from the, we'll call it the void or recycling bin. Nothing will be extracted from Mother Earth. So she will be balanced and in harmony. And you'll have some fun in a vibrant, young, youthful body, impervious to what we call disease or aging. Won't even know what that means in the new world. Children won't be born through a womb because there's no organs or glands in bodies, so therefore they will manifest as well. When a couple comes together and joins with Creator, a new spirit or child can be born, probably about 6 years old. That's how they'll come forward and they learn. So much is about to change, and most have no clue of what's really going on. The real changes that are happening, we see the outer changes starting to happen. Different countries are seeing no more, you know, invaders coming in, no more this, no more that. We've even seen things go totally stupid in Colorado. There's Supreme Court in Colorado ruled that Trump could not be on the ballot because of his insurrection of J6. Yet, no one has ever brought that charge, ever, that he created insurrection, which of course he didn't. So that's going to go to the Supreme Court, and that'll be the U.S. Supreme Court, and that'll be overruled, of course. But so we still see some fledgling stupidity in the last days of darkness, and that we see more wonderful things happening, people kicking out the DEI, the diversity nonsense. It's enough of that. We've seen Harvard president being removed for her biases, and on it goes. So we're seeing eventually the impact of removing darkness, but the real change won't be just fixing this earth. It'll be leaving for a brand new, totally void of darkness, totally void of any history of darkness, and you'll have a new history provided to you, a new backstory of how you got where you are. So that's our story tonight, and it is the truthful story of life, not the one that we've been taught. And I honor each of you who are here listening and been on our calls and learning truth, as I've been doing the same. I've had to learn and replace all my nonsense with truth on a daily basis. And you've been doing that. And that is most commendable. And I honor Lois for the wonderful work that she's done side by side with me. And Debbie for all that she has been providing to us over the years. And many have come and gone from the club who never found their hearts, never really pursued the truth. And it's okay. You know, it wasn't their mission, apparently, or they weren't ready. And so it is. Not everyone is. But I commend those who have made the journey, and it's been a difficult one. Challenging every day, every hour. So here we are, ready to take our next step. Well, let's open up our... So let's hear from you. What have you learned over the years? What growth have you experienced in your lives? How has your life changed from your association with truth and being able to discern what is and what isn't? And let's check in with Lois here. Maybe Lois has something she'd like to provide to us.
One thing I have learned is that the more heart-centered I am, the more I am able to discern truth. And to do testing as to whether something I am hearing or reading is true and worth listening to, or if it isn't, and I can throw it away, not read it, not watch it. And that is something that I have learned. And it took me a while to learn it, to get to that point. But I am very grateful that I have reached that awareness.
Absolutely. When you live your life from your heart, that's your truth center. The dark controlled us and manipulated us so readily because they kept us, they blocked our access to our hearts. That was another way, not just our brains, but blocked our heart access. And we then ran on ego. Well, ego doesn't have a conscience. It just says, whatever feels good is fine with me. It wants to control everything. In fact, if you look at all the bad boys and girls of history, you go to the BioRenewal Ego page, and you'll see a list there of some samples. And the higher the ego, the more dangerous that person has become to society. A zero would be ideal, but a one was the best we could hope for. Like Trump and Melania were our ones. Now they're zeros because of some things we just did lately. But those, as you move up the scale, they become more heinous in their endeavors, like the Hitlers, the Stalins, the Obamas, the Bushes, and so forth, the Clintons, Hillary in particular, but or the Newsoms out in California, or you know the Trudeaus, or the, you know whoever, the Rockefellers. These all folks had a very high ego. No, it's not an ego alone is the problem, but when you are devoid of truth and have no heart access, the higher the ego goes, the more dangerous one becomes, the more controlled you are by the darkness. So that's an interesting reflection. Thank you, Lois. If you have a comment or question, star 6 and the 1 key put you in the queue for the main line, star 2 for the international folks. So what's on your minds tonight? What have you learned in your lifetime that's kind of an eye-opener for you? What turned you into a light seeker, a truth seeker? Was there a defining moment when a light bulb went off, so to speak, and you said, here's the path I need to follow? So what was your defining moment? Or maybe there were several. you learned to trust your heart. Perhaps that was a defining time, and there's many times we left that trust and ran off with ego, and then, well, wait a minute, that's not working. We came back to our heart, and we may not have realized that we were doing this. You know, this was just kind of a, you know, an intuitive feeling we had, but something felt right when we were surrounded by truth. It felt good and comforting and healing instead of the BS we hear on the major news networks and even on the alternate news. To their credit, they are showing higher levels of truth, but none yet have a clue that darkness is really the problem. And it's not their job. It's our job, Lois and mine, to find that, discover it, and remove it, which then precipitates the changes where we've been seeing here over the years. More and more people are coming to truth and saying enough of this nonsense. You know, the carbon, you know, the green earth or the green new green deal, and we've got to get rid of carbon dioxide. That's a bad thing. Well, how's that for nonsense? Turn that upside down. Without carbon dioxide, every green plant on the planet would die. That's its food, carbon dioxide. And who gives them carbon dioxide? Well, we do every time we breathe or expel. Carbon dioxide is valuable. If we end their life, we end our lives, because they, in turn, take that carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. So if you reduce carbon dioxide, you're also reducing oxygen. Doesn't sound like a good deal to me. All right, we have a hand up here. Looks like George has joined us. Hi, George.
Yes, good evening, Tom. Thank you, you, Lois, the team, Mother Earth, and Creator for the call. Just wanted to say a few words here and a couple of questions. From my own history, I felt that even back then, a long time ago, I had always questioned things and not afraid to listen to a different drummer or walking on a different side and not being embarrassed that the others are not following me. So I didn't feel that I have to be join a group just to be accepted. So I was able to feel an individual. And so I felt that a long time ago. And so I even now, these days, especially with COVID, a few years ago, a lot of my friends, family members, relatives questioned why I refused to take the jab. And they just couldn't believe it. And I just held on to my own. And eventually... you know, they say, well, you were right. So I felt that with the club and what I've learned helped me to be able to stand on my own and not to give in to questioning by others when I see the truth. And so I appreciate that very much from what I've learned over the years. I too also feel very grateful that I can be better discern truth articles that I see on the internet that I don't bother to read because I don't think that they have much truth in them, and I'll skip to the others that I feel more at heart with. So I feel really great sense of gratitude for having learned all that, and I feel that the club has helped me grow up and stand on my own and be able to speak for myself. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's a very powerful statement. Being a truth seeker is going against the grain, isn't it?
Yeah.
we have found that out many, many ways in our lives. And they go against authorities, you know, just like back in the day of Jesus. Going against Caesar was not a path that led to victory, was it? You were crucified and for your beliefs. What's this nonsense telling me about truth and love? I'm the ruler here, you know, that's darkness talking, of course. And that is what we see even in recent years in our lives, in all our lives. You know, darkness has been manipulating the controlling factors on our planet, and now they're collapsing. And the light is coming through as dark layers and layers of darkness have been removed. And you're right, the COVID was, there never was a COVID virus, by the way. Viruses never exist outside the body. So anything called a virus, West Nile or Zika or COVID are all just made up nonsense. The truth was the jab was intended to annihilate the vast majority of our planet. And darkness at work. And we got the Afghan, or the rather the Ukraine thing going on, and mm-hmm. Putin's been villainized, and no, he's not. He's done a wonderful thing.
Right.
He took out all these labs producing street drugs that are propagating throughout the world and wiped them out. That was being done in Ukraine. Press doesn't tell you a word about that. And those countries who they're the border states to, or communities to Russia, once they were cleared out of the control by Zelensky, guess what they did? They voted to join Russia. So is Russia their enemy? Hell no. They were liberated by Russia, and if you had an absolute fair vote in every other community in Ukraine, you'd find they'd all vote for the same way. Zelensky was a dictator, still is. Sending him money puts it in his pocket, doesn't help the people. He suppressed the people. He's a badass. You know, he's another Castro.
Mm-hmm.
So the press again gets it wrong every time. And but even the alternate don't often see the truth in that. And Trump has to kind of still stay arm's length from Russia, because if he told the truth about how good Russia is doing, fighting that war and winning, the press would go nuts. Russia, Russia, Russia. We'd be back in that again, wouldn't we?
Oh,
he's colluding with the enemy. No, Russia is not our enemy. Putin is of the light. He's a good guy. He has a spiritual heart. So, and then the thing in Israel, we say, well, Israel's our greatest ally. Not. Israel does not like us at all. They don't. They love our money. Oh, boy, yeah, send us, keep sending us money, please. They are not our ally. In Palestine, and they, you know, they have had their squabbles. Is there a war going on? The press would have you believe so. No, there isn't. And all the big destructive videos you see, that's, you know, like from years ago, old footage thrown out to pump us up with fear, and that maybe it'll send some more money to Israel. So, you know, we've been lied to continually. So finding truth is a rare commodity these days. But the truth is gaining in a very rapid manner. But whether we get to a full awakening of this planet or not doesn't matter. We'll be leaving along the way at some point here. We might be talking days, weeks, whatever it is, but we are on a journey to a better beginning, a new beginning, and that is the point of removing the darkness, to end this duality forever and never ever experience darkness again. That's Creator's promise.
I've noticed that people are getting more courteous and more friendly. It's just at the grocery store, I just had a couple of things and to pick up, and lady was in front of me with a basket, and she said, "Why don't you go ahead? I've got much more than you have." So I mean, they were just being courteous and very helpful and friendly. So I was very appreciative of that.
Yeah, Lois has noticed that too in her travels and on the road, and cars being more courteous and relationships and so forth. And so, yeah, the impact, there have been many things blocking humanity receiving the blessings, and we've been removing those left and right. So as this truth permeates them and the darkness is released from them, they become nice people.
Right. Well, I also recognize that I look at people a little differently now. I can, when I look at people, I sometimes can say, well, that person's got a pretty big ego, and that's why they're doing what they're doing, the way they're acting. And so I just realize that they're eventually going to change because of the what's controlling them, the darkness. And so it's not really their fault. So I'm more forgiving of those that I would have probably, you know, just looked down upon before this. So I realize, you know, that's not their true nature, but they're being controlled.
Yeah, it's a very astute observation, and we've been so busy blaming this person, that person, oh, they're bad people, we stay away from them. Yes, we need to stay out of harm's way. There are some folks who can still hurt us in key places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Government taxing people and whatever. There's, you know, still darkness existing, but it is on the way. It is leaving. And, boy, the dark have held on as hard as they can to keep control, but we have been persistent, and the effects are showing up left and right now everywhere. So we'll be seeing a nice improvement in that as we get into the full holiday season. And what day Creator will push the button and we eject us to our new world, we'll see. It'll happen in the blink of an eye, and you'll have no memory of this life. You would simply be in a new home, a beautiful place, surrounded by wonderful friends, and enjoy it. You've earned it. Okay, anything further from George?
I think that's all I have now. I just wanted to say appreciate it very much, and when we transition, probably won't remember everybody here, but I certainly
we won't
enjoy it while we enjoyed it while
we won't remember anyone here. Even those you are closest to will be in your new life, but you won't remember them from this life. They'll have you'll have a new relationship in your new bodies in your new world. That'll be a very uplifting and positive one. So you won't be, you know, those who have made the journey with you will, you know, have found their hearts, have found their way to truth, and those who have reached your level will be your neighbors, be your friends.
Oh, I had a quick question. What about animals and pets? And will they be around? Will we be able to communicate with them better? Or, you know, I mean, what's the story with that? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I question that too, and I found that dogs will be present. They'll be in a semi-light body as well. They won't need to eat or consume or whatever. They'll be just friendly dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't get a read on the cats, though. In fact, all the animals that we are familiar with now in this interim world, I don't think will be there. There'd be no need for them.
Oh, really? Wow.
There would be. Why would you need fish in the ocean or cows or cattle to consume? Because we don't consume anything. And so there would be no particular need for them. However, in the next life, there may be more varieties. We'll see. That's another step beyond.
They have their own character and their beauty and all that. I mean, I just like to see them.
I agree. Yeah. Deer and, you know, would be
horses, you know, and all that. Yeah.
But they would be in a a natural state, not corralled by humanity. They would
be living in
the natural state. And but again, the animals as we know them today consume.
That's true.
They consume food, and they exist in that mode, and that is not characteristic of our next move. So therefore, if they do exist, like our dogs, we've mentioned, they will exist in the semi-light form, and whether we need
that for the
rest of the animals, we'll see. It'll be very pleasant, very wonderful, and maybe if we'd like them, we could simply manifest them.
Right. Well, we'd be in a manifest in the semi mode, or will it be wait till we get in the full body?
Yeah, we'll
manifesting.
We will, after the transition, we will be in a manifesting mode of, to whatever degree we'll find out. But
I see.
Yeah, we don't need. I said we won't need food. Will be provided shelter and transportation, and there'll be roads, but it won't be there won't be any factories or businesses. What would be their purpose? They would have no purpose, because everything we need. If we need more clothes, they can be manifested, or a device will be available that will produce it for us, whatever. So there'll be ways to take care of every one of our needs.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something
to look forward to, anyway.
It would be a come true if you had a vision of heaven that would come pretty close.
Right. Right.
It might be like not the angels, you know, playing harps, not that kind of heaven, but a heaven of everybody living in harmony, in joy, and happiness. And just enjoying this beautiful planet. You can travel, you can do whatever you like.
Wow.
And you don't need a driver's license.
Nope, none of that. That's for
Alrighty.
Sure.
Well, I'll take care of it?
Yeah, well, very good. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for checking in tonight, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up here. Well, let's have a final word from Lois.
I wish everyone happiness during the holidays here. And just as a reminder, if you feel a little stressed, out of sorts, a little bit off, please do a grounding exercise like we did at the beginning of tonight's session, and that will definitely help you.
Okay, and our special thanks, Mother Earth is always joining us on these calls. A special thanks to Mother Earth for all the blessings that we have received and the nourishment, life support that she has provided us on this journey, which has not been easy for her because many harmful things have been done to Mother Earth. So she, too, is looking forward to a new beginning. And a special thanks to Creator for awakening us, me, myself, Lois, all of us here, bringing us together in a mutual way to learn and grow and prepare us for our new beginnings. So, blessings to all, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll see you in the new year, whether it's here or in the new world. May you all be blessed. Good night.